It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It is almost that time of year. Motherlode Roundup is just around the corner, coming up Mother's Day weekend, May 12th and the 13th. And we're pleased to be joined in studio by some members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse this morning who put on the event each and every year. We're joined by Steve Oliveira, Ty Wivel, Al O'Brien, and Dan Dernal. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
See you.
So first off, the history of the Motherlode Roundup. Ty Wivel, how many years has the Roundup been going now?
Oh, 61 this year.
61. Right.
The Roundup, when I say that, that means since the posse's been putting it on. But actually, the rodeo and the Roundup was created in the late 1800s through a law that was passed in 1851 requiring people to gather and brand, identify the livestock. And out of that, why the ranchers would get together to work and gather the livestock, and they would eat and drink and party, and then they'd rope and ride, and kind of the rodeo, habit began out of that process. And then through the early 1900s, the rodeo up till 1916, the beginning of World War One, was done at the Sonora High School baseball field, and on Washington Street of Sonora, North Washington, and it continued until, like I say, 1916 and World War One, and then it died. After the war, it kind of was feeble, and they tried to restart it, but it didn't really restart until 1928, when Mrs. Jonathan Crooks bought the racetrack and arena from Martin Lilydahl out on the corner of Jamestown Shaw's Flat Road and Racetrack Road, and built a grandstand and an arena and a racetrack there, obviously. And it continued, excuse me, it continued there through up until the Second World War. During that time, Harry Rowell was our stock contractor most of the time, and Rowell Satterley still exists in Hayward and Castro Valley down there. Then we began to decorate Washington Street in 1938 for the parade, and the fair began to do the rodeo and at the fairgrounds, and so they moved from the racetrack area on Jamestown Shaw's Flat Road down to where the Motherlode Fairgrounds is today in the late 30s, early 40s. And then the Second World War came along in 1941, and it died. After that, why the fair picked it up, and they did it at different times for 3 or 4 years, and at that point in time, the Sheriff's Posse began to do the Days of Gold Parade in downtown Sonora on, because it began to move back to Mother's Day. And then in 1958, the Sheriff's Posse obviously was created in 1948, and in 1958 it took over the actual Roundup itself and moved it entirely on Mother's Day weekend and continued to put that on for now 61 years. So it's been a long time, and the rodeo is, I say, is a creation and a byproduct of a law that was actually passed in California in 1851 that required roundups and livestock identification.
So Ty has been here for all 61 years.
Yeah, it's a great history.
And that's actually true.
And the Roundup's still going strong in year 61 here.
I just turned 36 last week.
People, too, ask me from time to time, Ty, you know, what exactly is the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse? So who are you kind of as a group?
Well, we're good-looking guys, obviously. I mean, I wouldn't be a member if I wasn't. But anyway, no, the Sheriff's Posse is a 501c3 that was created in 1948. Our first members were taken in on January 12, 1948, our regular members, and we began to do all kinds of parading around. The idea was to do search and rescue and promote Tuolumne County. And we paraded around in all kinds of rodeo and parades, and we still do that. We paraded in those days back in San Francisco and obviously Reno, but we used to do Livermore and even at a time when they had a parade in Modesto. So, well, we still do 8 to 10 rodeos a year to promote the county. And then, obviously, we do help with any search and rescue issues. We also do a lot of, how shall I say it, aid, community support through scholarships that we provide to all the high schools. And we helped with what we used to call jail and bail, and we'd temporarily, phonily arrest people and require them to put up money to get bailed out. But we do things like that. We sponsor a Boy Scout troop. So our
Can I
ideas,
say something, Ty, too? Probably one of the most single important thing that I always talk about is that the founders of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse were the best and brightest of the ag community in Tuolumne County. And the Sheriff's Posse has been kind of the stalwart of supporting the ag tradition of Tuolumne County. And with the reduction in ag lands, you know, it's important that we keep the history of this organization alive and healthy.
Right, and the original members of the posse, none of them are still alive. They're all passed away, and I could run through their names, but some of them, and I don't want to miss anyone, so I won't do that. But there were old ranchers here, and predominantly their backgrounds were all ranching, and we still have that same ingredient in selecting of people. We've opened up the posse to what we call associate members, and that's included mainly our wives, and but other people that want to help out and work with Roundup, the rodeo, the supporting the community or parading or whatever. So we've opened it up so that we have, like I say, 80 members. We've increased our original membership was 26 regular members. It was increased to 40 here about 4 or 5 years ago. And then we increased, added the associate membership, which we allowed at the beginning over, you know, around 100. We wanted to get to 100 members in population so that we, and this doesn't sound quite right, but we have posse grounds down on Rawhide Road, and we had, in order to serve alcohol through the bar there, we had to have over 100 members, and that was required by ABC. So,
Al O'Brien, let's talk a little bit about the economic impact of the Roundup, because I know it's a big weekend for the businesses in the surrounding area. So what do you know about just the economic driver that it creates?
Well, obviously, over 61 years, it's been in the millions and millions of dollars. And they estimate it's in the million-dollar range for on an annual basis. The Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau is a big supporter of the Motherlode Roundup as an event like a couple other big events in the county that draw a lot of people to Tuolumne County. So the hotel rooms are full. The restaurants are busy. Downtown is full for the parade. So the impact has been great. And this has been a partnership between the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse and the business community for the last 61 years. And without our existing and new sponsors that come on board every year, it would be difficult to produce the rodeo and all our events with the rising cost of insurance and everything else that nonprofits face in this economy. I always like to kind of go through some of our sponsors to thank them personally from all of us for stepping up and making sure that this event happens. All of us had kids that grew up here on the parade route, watching the horses go down the road, and so without the business community, that would go away. But obviously, Black Oak Casino Resort has been our biggest sponsor, and I think we have about 10 Queen trailers going down the road now with the Black Oak logo on it. Deo Espresso, Camps Propane, DBI Coors Light, Sonora Ford and Sonora Subaru are a great truck sponsor. Wells Fargo, Grocery Outlet, Sonora Armory and Green Dog Beer, the Rawhide Saloon, Bank of Stockton. We have a couple of new sponsors this year. One is T-Mobile, And in addition, Sonora Auto and Diesel Repair, Tractor Supply, Oak Valley Bank, Leslie Heavy Hauling, new business in Tuolumne County, Les Schwab Tires. They're big in the rodeo world, coming from Bend, Oregon and Sisters Rodeo. The Bank of Stockton, Embers, Tuolumne County, the City of Sonora, MyMotherload.com, Union Democrat, and of course, KKBN, Star 92.7, and KVML. And in addition, on a personal note, I'd like to shout out to the nurses and staff at the second floor of Adventist Health Hospital, who are a good sponsor, for taking care of me when I was in the hospital for a week last week. They did a great job of making sure that I came out of the hospital in good shape. But I just wanted to say hi to all of them.
Well, I hadn't heard that, but you're looking good today, so it's good to have you in studio, so it's great to have you here. Yeah, great list of sponsors as well. It takes a whole community to put on an event like this. We need to take a quick break. We're talking about the Motherload Roundup, the 61st edition coming up this year in Mother's Day weekend. That is the 12th and the 13th of May this year, joined in studio by members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. During this first segment, we've been talking with Ty Wivel and also Al O'Brien. We'll also be talking soon with Steve Oliveira and Dan Dernal as the conversation continues. I'm BJ Hansen. A programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll hear about a new concert series planned for the Westside property outside of Tuolumne. We'll be joined in studio by BJ Nelson with the Black Oak Casino Resort. He'll be talking about that and other exciting happenings with the resort. Again, that's next week on Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. More with the Sheriff's Posse in just a minute.